Thank you for joining us, and welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. Good morning. It's Tuesday, October the 7th, in the year of our Lord, 2014, a day that the earth has never seen before. Only because of God's grace, we're here, and we are able to come together like this. Thank you for joining us. I'm especially thrilled by those of you that are so ready to sign in and connect with this prayer cast that you're actually on sometimes before I even dial in. But I'm able to see your line is connected. Thank you so much for your faithfulness. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. And we have a wonderful theme today. I was just listening to the Lord and thinking about what He's doing with us and in our lives. And what the Holy Spirit began to show me is that we are on this journey. And this journey has a destination. And it's, the destination is to fullness. I'd like to open in prayer and come right back to that and pick up where I left off. Let us go before the throne of our God, who is almighty. He is the maker of heaven and of earth. All of it belongs to Him. The fullness thereof and all the people in it. We must bow before Him with our hearts and our spirits, worshiping our God, the only wise God. There, outside of Him, there are only wannabes, but He is the God of the ages. And our God, more importantly, we are His people. Father, we come to You acknowledging that You are God, the only wise God. To us, You are everything. You are the air that we breathe. And on this brand new day, You have awaken us from a wonderful night of rest. We are refreshed, and we are now standing because of Your mercy. Thank You for bringing us together for these special moments with You. We desire You to touch us in our innermost being, for Your glory. Have Your way with us by Your Spirit today. Speak to our hearts, and we listen for Your very own heartbeat. Thank You for receiving us into Your courts. Thank You for Your forgiveness, because we have failed because of our own weakness. But You are, through the joy that You've given us, You are our strength. We thank You for restoring our righteousness under the covering of Jesus Christ, for applying the blood to remove the stains of our iniquities and transgressions far from us, so that we are able to raise clean hands before You on this wonderful morning. Thank You. We have so much to thank You for. Our tongues are too short. Our mouths are unable to issue forth all the praise that is due to Your magnificent and matchless name. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you on this day once again. You have shown yourself faithful. You have boosted our confidence in who you are. We therefore thank you. Bless all of our prayer partners today, all those who are on live with us and those that will be streaming later. Bless everyone that touches this prayer cast with intent to worship, to bow before you, to receive from you. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we say amen and amen. Once again, welcome to all of you. If this is your first time dialing into our prayer cast, we want you to know that our only purpose is to lift up the name of Christ Jesus, because he is Lord and Savior and King all over the earth. And that is why we call this program, its name, Global Time with Christ Jesus. Global Time, because people are reaching us, or we're reaching people across the earth, and for the glory of Christ Jesus. And we emphasize Christ Jesus, meaning that Jesus is the anointed one. He is the one appointed by the Father, the only one. There's no substitute for him. He sits on the throne at the right hand of his Father right now, and he's praying and making intercession for all the earth, and for you and for me in particular. This is the God that we serve. And so, if this is your first time dialing in to our prayer cast, we want you to know that you're welcomed, and we want to encourage you to worship him and him alone, because it's from him. If you ever get any help, it's from him that it comes. I want to go back to where we left off just a few minutes ago. Our theme today is our journey to fullness. God has, by his intention, that his consecrated people would do the work of building up Christ's body, the church. His objective is that we continue to develop until we reach oneness in him, with full and accurate understanding of the Son of God, Christ Jesus. To understand him is to become more like him in measure and fullness. We, therefore, are more complete and are not ever wavering like the immature, falling prey to the variable winds of doctrines and teachings and clever devices of man. And we have the Word of God to back that up. Ephesians 4. That's chapter 4 of the book of Ephesians, a writing by Paul the Apostle. And reading from verse 12, it says, his intention was the perfecting and the full equipping of the saints. I'm reading from the Amplified Version. His consecrated people, that they should do the work of ministering toward building up Christ's body, the church, that it might develop until we have all attained oneness in the faith and in the comprehension of the full and accurate knowledge of the Son of God, that we might arrive at really mature manhood, the completeness of personality, which is nothing less than the standard height of Christ's own perfection. the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ and the completeness found in him. So then, we may no longer be children tossed like ships to and fro between chance gusts of teaching and wavering with every changing wind of doctrine. The prey of the cunning and cleverness of unscrupulous men, gamblers engaged in every shifting form of trickery, in inventing errors to mislead. May God bless the reading of His Word. That Word informs you and I that God has you and I, all of us, on a journey to fullness. In other words, to maturity. There's a convincing of the soul and heart that comes on this journey that causes us to stand firm on the truth, the doctrine of truth that comes forth from the Word of God. We come to a place on this journey where we're not shifting continuously with every wind of doctrine. We are firm. And yesterday, if you were on with us, you heard me exalting and praising the Lord for our experience at the prayer conference on Saturday. And for me personally, what was extremely outstanding and sits as a, and sat as a foundation upon what everything else laid upon on Saturday and happened, was that there were people there that I've known for most of my life, if you will. And they were perfect and are perfect examples of the journey to fullness. People that were are stable. They aren't shifting. They are rooted and grounded deeply in the doctrine of Christ Jesus. And they never shifted, and they're not ever going to shift in their lifetime. I can be confident of that because they have just trusted God for so long that they're convinced no devil in hell can deceive them. No clever device of men coming with strange doctrines and teachings can deceive them because of where they stand in Christ. And that's what God wants for all of us. So that's something that you may want to set your heart on to achieve. Fullness, maturity in Christ. Not simply just being a child, but being matured, coming into the fullness, the standard height of Christ's own perfection, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, and the completeness found in Him. Oh, He is wonderful, awesome. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Rooted and grounded, our journey to fullness. That is God's objective for you. And so today, we are going to, agree with God. We're going to understand and keep before us the fact that we want to see the church, the body of Christ, come into maturity. It's still a long way off. Of course, there are mature individuals here and there who've been serving God for half a century or more. Yes, there are people like that. I know them. And so, if you're working on a lifetime of journey to fullness. Well, praise God. Thank God for you. We're going to move into our prayer agenda today. And I want you to know that our new operating mode or format is that if you would like to speak, you press the button 1 on your phone. And, of course, this is for the live audience. If you're streaming, please know that you're not second class in our view and understanding. We welcome you, but you won't be able to be on live if you're streaming later. But if you're live and you would like to speak, you would like to add a prayer request to our prayer agenda, or you would like to give praise to the Lord by bringing a praise report, and I think more of us should be doing that, because our prayers, our praise rather, sets the atmosphere for victory. It does. Many are yet immature, wait for the victory, and then perhaps they may praise. But the mature understands that praise sets the atmosphere. If you're on your way to work today, you want to start praising God. If you got some place to go today, you want to start praising God. If you have an appointment, you want to start by sounding with the mouth into the air, into the atmosphere, some form of praise. And if you're hearing me today, that's reason for praise. Not because you're hearing this person, but because you're hearing, you're alive. That's what I mean. So praise, you know, in God's way of doing things, you look in the scriptures, and anything I say on this prayer cast, please, I would love it when you go and check the Word of God to see if the things that were said is so or not. That would be flattering to do that, because you'll discover that the things that are said are in fact in the Word. In God's way of doing things, the journey of the Israelites through the wilderness, when they went to battle, it was Judah first. Praise, that's what it means. Praise went forth. The Levites, the singers, they went forth first in the battle. So that's a key principle. If you've got any battle to fight, like getting up and taking care of business today, praise goes first. That's why we praise Him. It says, enter His course with praise and with thanksgiving. It's wonderful. Isn't the Word awesome? Isn't God good that He can teach us things that we don't know? The secrets that He gives becomes our secrets to life. Well, praise God. I don't know, I sense the presence of the Lord here today. So if you like to be on live, just press the button 1. I'll see the signal, and I will be able to make your line live. Of course, I'd be happy to do so. We want to pray right now. There's Sonia Gaines, who is recovering from surgery at Beth Israel Hospital. And her mom, in fact, was in there as well at the same time she was there. So we want to thank God for health and strength for these two, for healing. Let us go to the Lord now. Please add your faith to our faith. You may say you don't have a lot of faith. Well, the little will do. Just sow that into these prayer requests with the power of agreement that God is able and that He would. He is our healer. He's our provider. Father, we thank You for Sonia Gaines and her mother. We thank You, Lord, for recovery, healing for their spirits, their minds, their bodies. In the name of Jesus, we thank You for the fact that they are able to get medical attention. There are teams of individuals that You have placed at this hour and this time in the earth to do the self-same thing of ministering healing to people. We thank You for them. Strengthen and bless those teams. And bless the receiver of the ministry of healing and wellness. Thank You for Sonia and her mom. Bless them with healing and recovery. In Jesus' name we pray. The blood of Jesus prevails for health, healing, and strength. In Jesus' name we pray. We want to pray for a guy, someone by the name of, well, actually, this someone happens to be a friend of mine. His name is Guy Giordano, and he is recovering. He's a pastor, and he is recovering from a heart attack. And we want to pray for him and his family. His wife's name is Barbara. We call her Barb, and they're a wonderful family, a family of ministry. They just love the Lord and love to minister. They live in the state of Pennsylvania, and we want to send God's healing virtue and strength all the way to Pennsylvania, to where they live, to light upon Guy and to strengthen his wife and to keep the rest of the family in perfect peace. Father, we thank You for Guy and Barb, and we thank You for sparing Guy's life so that he would continue to serve You in the land of the living, ministering grace and healing to those that need it, sharing Your gospel with them. Strengthen Guy even as he waits on his healing and recovery. Cause him to be even stronger and wiser than before. Bless his lovely wife, Barb, and strengthen her as she cooperates with You to minister to Guy's need. Strengthen the rest of his family. We speak peace, Your peace, to their hearts. In Jesus' name, we believe You for the great testimony of Your goodness and Your kindness. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. On our prayer list today, we added two wonderful young ladies that I met just on yesterday. And these, I'm just amazed at what God will do at any moment in my day. I just happened to step out of the office for a quick minute, and there were these two ladies that were just walking right by the door of the office, and one of them was looking up and was saying to her friend, this looks like a church. And I overheard them, and I said, yes, it is. And instantly, a conversation struck up. It turns out that the two of them were out pounding the sidewalk, so to speak, looking for employment. It so happened that they are just in our area. They just came to our area within the last few weeks, up from the state of South Carolina. And they've just relocated to our area. And they don't know their way around, don't know the ropes or where the resources are. And so I invited them into the office and we began to speak. And I tell you, God just moved. It was powerful. And so their names are, I want to mention their names for the simple reason that I believe God is doing something in their lives. And one of them, their names are Gladys and Tia. And Tia's mom is a pastor, she tells us. And I said to them, I said, your mom and somebody else was praying for you guys because our meeting is a divine appointment. So we were able to chat with them and share the goodness of God and pray with them and also share what we know of the territory and the resources in the territory and where they are. So we were able to give them direction as to where to go, what to do, and so on and so forth. And they were so appreciative, so thankful. And we directed them to give Him the praise, Him, Christ Jesus. We want to pray for them that their roots would be grounded and would go down deep in this area that's totally new to them. Father, we pray for Gladys and Tia. You orchestrated a divine appointment on yesterday where we met them and they met us. And Father, you know all of their needs right now. And their needs are all met in you by Christ Jesus. Father, open doors as favor goes before them. Your angel called favor would move ahead of them to open the doors wide. Doors of opportunity for them to have gainful employment, for them to be able to take care of themselves as new campers in this region where we live. Bless them, Lord, with your peace, like only you can give. Ward off anxiety and fear. In the name of Jesus, we ask the spirit of anxiety, the spirit of oppression and depression and fear to take up their weapons and flee. None of their design and weapons shall prosper because these two are prayed for and covered by your shadow and your protection. Bless Gladys and Tia on this day, this Tuesday morning, October 7th, in a mighty way, to prove to them of your power to keep and to provide, and to make the way in the wilderness for them. We thank you, Lord. Bless them. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. That was one of those moments where my busy schedule, my busy day, is interrupted by and disrupted by the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is extremely disruptive. You'll have your day planned out like I have for today. I've got plans. Things that I know that I must do and are willing and wanting to do. About the Lord's business, of course. However, the kingdom of God will disrupt at times, detour you. Be prepared for those things. That's how it works. And you say, well, my goodness, I can't stop to do this because I've got this to do and that to do. And guess what? God has your back. I've discovered so many times that detours allow me to get out of the way while God does what he has to do. Because when I return to my to-do list, I find out that things were already done because God took care of them. How's that for understanding? So never get anxious about when God detours you to stop and pour in the oil over someone who has been beaten up by the enemy and lays at the side of the road. You can afford to stop them, pour in the oil and minister to their need. And you may have to do so in an extreme manner, like the Good Samaritan did. Not only ministered to the man that was mugged and laying on the side of the road, took him and carried him to a hotel and paid the price, paid the hotel people for this man to stay there, and told them, whatever it costs, I'll come back and pay. That's ministry on the real, not by remote control. And that's what God has called you and I to do. All right, I see the signal coming in.
Morning, Pastor.
Live. You are on live. God bless you.
Good morning. Okay. Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
Pastor, I would like to, for us to pray for this prayer breakfast on Saturday morning.
Yes, ma'am, of course.
I would like it to be more than just a prayer breakfast where we come and eat and fellowship. It is like an opportunity to pray and to get together for the community. And I know the first prayer breakfast I went to was like 8 or 9 years ago. And there were people there who were encouraging us to adopt your block or adopt couple streets on your block. And I did it. I adopted my block, the block behind me and the block in front of me, which is 3 blocks. And since I adopted those 3 blocks, what I do sometimes, I would walk around the blocks. I take a walk, a power walk around the blocks and just pray and ask God to remove all the unwanted elements that would cause trouble. And I have seen the difference in the past 9 years that I've been living in this area. For example, there was a whole drug company up on one of the corners. They had taken over one of the buildings doing their pharmaceutical business, I call it. And I used to pray and ask God to do something. And I'm not saying that I am glad the building burned down, but the building caught a fire, burned down, and dispersed all the unwanted elements that used to be there. And I pray for my block. I pray for the surrounding South Orange Avenue area and have seen improvement. I've seen businesses open where the young people could get down. So I would like on Saturday morning when we get there, I know that the Adopt a Street people would be there because she called me. And I will encourage others to adopt your, it don't have to be the street you live on. They have a map with street. streets and areas that you could adopt and pray for?
Well, we do plan to do a prayer walk as part of that event, and we are going to walk the strip right where we are, because that is the central point of commerce and activity. And so the plan is that we would actually walk the strip. And so certainly we do want to, and the idea of walking the strip is really, you know, God has given us power over all the power of the adversary. He's given us authority over all of that. And we have to declare some things. Now, what God does, as we declare and decree and proclaim, well, you know, God does what he does. You know, if the building burns down, well, God, in his wisdom, may have some ideas about why that is so and that that should be so. I've seen God remove people from life. You know, I've actually seen that. People who have fostered themselves in between what God wants to do and what they want to do, or what the enemy wants to use them to do, and God removes them. So God is sovereign, and we don't want to see anyone's life ended per se just because, or we don't want to see property destroyed. But this is the same God that destroyed Jericho, you know, and many other places, because it gets in his way. He's God. He can do that. And so we just want to, and it's never something that gladdens the heart in general. You know, we have compassion, feelings for people, places and things, but, you know, this is war. That's what it is. It is war. There's nothing, no other way to describe it. And so in war, you see one superior force overcome an a lesser force, and that's what it is. And sometimes it takes removal of various kinds, elimination of various kinds, because that's what happens in war. Let us pray for the prayer breakfast on Saturday. Sister Christine, I would love if you could lead us in prayer for that. I hear your heartbeat for that. If you would just take this opportunity, yes, to pray for the...
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name. We glorify your name. Lord, we know that you are sovereign. We know that you are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the,
yes,
end. And we come this morning thanking you and praising you for all who you are.
Thank you.
Father, we come before you this morning thanking you for this opportunity to come before you, asking you to cleanse us and purge us and keep us one more time in your presence. We bring the prayer retreat. We bring the prayer breakfast that is about to take place on Saturday morning, and we thank you, Lord, for directing. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to come together in unity, in fellowship from everywhere, Lord, to seek your face and to seek your peace and your love for the city of North. Father, we pray that as we gather on Saturday morning, we will all be on one accord. We will all be with one purpose, and that is to seek your kingdom. And that is to win souls for your people. And that is to, Lord, just lift you up. Father, I pray that your anointing, your presence would be there on Saturday,
yes,
morning, and that you would bless everyone that partake in that breakfast,
yes,
on Saturday morning. Father, and as we go out in the city, as we go out in the gate, that,
yes,
we would be a force to be reckoned with, that your power, your anointing will be present, that our light will shine, Lord, that others will see and want to follow. Father, I pray that you bless the organizers, you bless the leaders, you bless the pastors, the ministers, everyone that is involved in this project, Lord, that it would be for your kingdom and that you will reign and that your anointing, Lord, will destroy yokes, will break chains, will set your people free, that you,
Lord,
your kingdom will be proclaimed, Lord. Father, I ask you to take charge. You take control, Lord. You do what you have to do, and you allow us what you want us to do for your kingdom, that this would be a blessing, that this would be, there would be miracles. There would be, Father, an impartation of your love.
Yes.
That there would be a difference, there would be a change after this Saturday breakfast. Father, and that we would let the devil know that he have no place in North, in the surrounding area, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, we rebuke every plan of the enemy that will come against or come up to prevent what you want done on Saturday. And we say, Lord, that your anointing and your power would reign forever. In Jesus' name I pray. And I call it done. I decree and I declare that Saturday breakfast would be successful in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Thank you for allowing us to be involved in what you're doing, Lord. Thank you for bringing us into your plans and your purposes. We decree that your will be done on South Orange Avenue. In Jesus'
name we pray.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
I want to invite you to entertain the concept and act on it, to invite some others to join our prayer cast, particularly people that even may not know the Lord like you do, but invite them to come and come with their prayer requests. I find if you ask anyone if they would like to have prayer, it's rare that you would say find someone that says no. And so you can bring the prayer requests of others. Ask them. Tell them that you're involved with a powerful prayer network, and ask them what they would like prayer for. And they would be willing to tell you quickly. So you can always come with a prayer request or a praise report. Reach out to people. You only have one life to live. And every day is an opportunity, every hour, every minute, every second. Make time work for the glory and the kingdom of God. Yeah, but God has given you, by virtue of the life he's given you, he's waking you up today, and hopefully he will tomorrow. And the reason is so that you can give him glory. Bring the water of life. Pour it into the lives of others. Yeah, we were all busy, but the Good Samaritan was. But he could not, what he believed would not let him pass the man laying, the human being laying on the side of the street, mugged, bruised, and battered. And that would be your testimony. And we said we overcome by the word of, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And we think it's the soapbox experience where we get on the soapbox and tell what God did for us. No, that's not the testimony. The testimony is what heaven is able to say about you. That's the testimony. testimony. That's the word of the testimony. A lot of people don't understand that or don't know that, and I often try to help them explain, explain for them. So it's about you creating a testimony in heaven. What can heaven testify concerning you? That is the key. Praise God. All right. Let us leave, because we must. The word for today, the benediction is, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. That was our theme, our journey to growth, to fullness, to maturity. God bless you today. Walk with the King. He's with you.
Have a blessed and victorious day, everyone. God bless.
Thank you for joining us.